Yeah, so we're really excited today to be able to announce all the events for this year. As you said, we've got Bradford kicking off the season on June the 5th, and then we've got an event in Sheffield happening on July the 3rd, and Leeds July 17th, and York on September the 11th. So we're quite spoilt for choice in Yorkshire for the events. And for those that haven't been along before, they're just absolutely fantastic events. So we're talking about a kind of a celebratory cycling event that takes place in a city centre, where we create a traffic-free loop around the city centre for people to enjoy and to come down and to enjoy the route cycling, but also to stop off en route and loads of stuff to do off the bike as well, and try and encourage as many people to come down to enjoy the day, and as well as that, to kind of like be introduced to other things that are happening in the area to do with cycling. So, for instance, we've got local led rides with our Skyride local programme, where we have qualified ride leaders to take people on a guided ride in their area, which is completely free, as is the event and as is all of our other programs, such as Breeze for the ladies. So Breeze is all about getting as many women on bikes as we can, so people can come down and find out more about Breeze. And Ride Social, which is our newest kind of program, which is all about trying to link up people who have a mutual love for cycling and create rides that they want to do. So you might have a group of mountain bikers that create a ride for a mountain bike on a regular Tuesday night, or some road cyclists, or whatever kind of cycling you want to do. So people can come down and enjoy the event and then find out about all those kind of programs as well.
And it's such an exceptional time for cycling right now, especially right here in Yorkshire, because this weekend we've got the Tour de Yorkshire all kicking off. So it's such a great vibe around that sport right now and around that activity at the moment. It just seems perfectly timed and placed this, because there's going to be a heightened interest in cycling, I guess, right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I think everyone, you know, around Yorkshire now, with the Tour de Yorkshire especially, people are really getting on board and being quite inspired. So, for instance, on Sunday at Tour de Yorkshire, you've got the likes of Brad Wiggins taking part, and you've got Lizzie taking part in the event at her, you know, her home as well in Otley. So it's going to be fantastic, and hopefully people will go along to events like that and see their sort of sporting heroes and be inspired to get involved more in cycling at a participation level as well, and maybe get through to their local club and come down to their local Skyride event, or come on a local Skyride local and find out about kind of the love of cycling and how diverse a sport and physical activity it is, because there's so many good things about cycling to get involved with.
It is really exceptional right now. I mean, obviously for the areas that you're going to be going to, into Leeds, into Bradford, York and Sheffield, it does not just help out a lot of the people there who are going to do this for maybe a health benefit or just something that they want to do, but also brings in a bit of money to the city as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does help. So, you know, cyclists are hungry people. They go out and they do a lot of riding, and they need a cafe or two to stop at and grab a cup of coffee or a piece of cake or something. So you're right, it does bring a lot of people in, and especially in terms of the big events like the Tour de Yorkshire. And I'm sure everyone in Yorkshire has seen the images from when the Tour de France came through. It brings a massive amount of people, and it's a great sport because it's one of those ones where you get a big event like the Tour de Yorkshire come in and people can just rock up in a very kind of rural area, not have to pay for a ticket of any kind, and get within sort of arm's length of their sporting heroes right on the road. So it's a really unique one.
So obviously these events are happening very soon. If people want to find out where these are exactly going to be going off, all the actual loops that you're going to be closing, and how that they can get involved, where can they go to check out some information?
Yeah, so the best place to find out more information about the routes and to register for their free place as well is to go to www.goskyride.com. And that's for the events, and that's also for all the other programs as well. So if people want to hop onto a Skyride local for this Sunday and get out with a ride leader, or some of the ladies want to get out on a Breeze ride, or people want to check out Ride Circle and see what's around in their area, then it's all the same website, www.goskyride.com. So, yeah, hopefully as many people as we can get from Yorkshire will get on there. And also, we're really excited this year because 2016, we're hoping, well, we're definitely going to hit them, is going to be the 1 millionth Skyrider.
Oh, wow.
Of our, all of our programs. So it's an exciting year for us. You know, it's a really big milestone. And it's you know, testament to how many people have really got involved in the program. So, you know, with four events in Yorkshire, with Bradford, Sheffield, Leeds, and York, it could well be someone from Yorkshire, maybe a listener. So
yeah.
we'll get as many people down as we can, hopefully. And let's hope so, Yorkshire person, eh?
Yeah, let's make sure it is. Let's have that. It'd be fantastic. Tom Mutton, British Cycling's Recreation Manager for Yorkshire. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Cheers.